Governor Gary Herbert publicly took the oath of office today after being elected to a third term as governor of Utah. KUER's Nicole Nixon was there.
More than 1,000 people attended the inauguration in the Capitol Rotunda on Wednesday, which was also the 121st anniversary of Utah's statehood. Musical guests included the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, BYU's Vocal Point, and the 23rd Army Band. In his inaugural address, Herbert credited the hardworking spirit of pioneers and present-day Utahns for the state's success.
You may not always see it in yourselves, but the uncommon blend of humility, your hard work, your willingness to pull together despite differences defines the Utah spirit.
He also mentioned Sudanese refugee Yar Kawani Awan. Awan became a U.S. citizen last month and led the audience in the Pledge of Allegiance at Herbert's inauguration.
Her pioneer journey has taken her from the refugee camps of the war-torn Sudan to marriage, to motherhood, to full-time employment at a Utah medical device company. She truly exemplifies that the pioneer spirit is still alive and well in Utah today.
Also sworn in Wednesday were Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, Attorney General Sean Reyes, Auditor John Dougal, and Treasurer David Damshin. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.